So moving on to our second recap, so our second game preview of the week, we have the Tigers facing off against the Chomedey Royal Blues. So neither of these teams have got off to a dream start to the season, but I still see, you know, reason for some hope for here. So now if we take a look at the Chomedey Royal Blues, this is one of these teams. What I like for the fact is that they've, you know, some of these Chomedey teams are using multiple quarterbacks. The Royal Blues have narrowed it down to at least, you know, two different quarterbacks here. They have Julian Amalfi-Koshuk and Joseph Calvin-Joyce. What I'd like to see from these two quarterbacks is just be safe with the ball. Both of them have thrown quite a few interceptions, but haven't been sacked very much. So instead of getting the ball and trying to be that stereotypical drop that passer is taking back, you know, three steps, five step drop, analyzing the field and throwing, step back, scramble a bit. They're clearly athletic enough to avoid the sack. They've only been sacked, you know, five times between the two of them for the season. Scramble left, scramble right, get right up to the line of scrimmage. Because remember, FPFers, you know, you can get up right to that line of scrimmage to throw the ball. So get up to the line and then, you know, have a drag or a hook right in their face and just dish off that little pass. And I know there's talented quick receivers on this team. So let them get the ball in their hands and produce some of those yards after the catch, which are so important to, you know, eventually leading themselves to victory. And against a Tigers defense, which hasn't always been superb on the season, I know there's going to be holes in the defense. So I think the success in this game for the Chomedey Royal Blues is going to be all about getting their quarterbacks outside of the pocket. Roll left, roll right, and hit those short passes. I know I've been saying this all season, and I'm never going to advocate for the long pass. So bear with me here. But the key to success in FPF Junior is short passes and limiting turnovers. So far, the Chomedey Royal Blues haven't been able to limit their turnovers. So I think they need to add to that is the scrambling aspect, get their quarterbacks out of the pocket, and, you know, maybe run a bit. I don't think they've ran at all this year, so they need to start working that running game and that scrambling game. That's my key to victory for the Royal Blues. Now, if we turn our attention over to the Tigers, they really haven't got off to the best start this season, but luckily for them, you know, they still have two games left to turn things around and get that all-important first win. Again, this team is the same thing. They've been plagued with the interception bug. So they have been able to, you know, pass for, I think, around 500 yards of total offense, which is great. Around 450. Yeah, 450, nearly 500 yards of total offense. That being said, again, they're averaging yards per pass. I think their average yards per pass is above 10. And I know all these teams love the deep ball, but the key to success is in the short ball. And now, they've been using mainly Nicholas Maniatis and Leonardo Montambour as the two quarterbacks. That being said, maybe Luke Saba, who's only attempted six passes, might be the key to their quarterbacking issues. You know, he's thrown three passes for 36 yards and one touchdown, no interceptions, no sacks, and has 108 quarterback rating. So, you know, maybe this is time for, you know, a late surge in the season, bring on a new quarterback and try something new. At this point in the season, they need to try something new to win, and I think that something new might be Luke Saba. On the receiving side of the ball, I like the fact that they're using quite a few different receivers, but ultimately it's going to be on defense that this team needs to start doing something, because so far this season, they only have one interception. Congratulations, Marcus Ross, for that one interception, by the way. And, you know, they have sure tackles. Nicholas Maniatis, 10 tackles. Leonard Montambo, 9 tackles. Lucas Menot, 9 tackles and 2 sacks. Those are all great tackling numbers, except they need to start producing some interceptions. So I think this might also be a bit on the coaching staff. Maybe it's time they work in a few zone defensive schemes and try something new. Either way, if this team cannot produce an interception, they ultimately won't be able to win the game. That being said, I think the Chomedey Royal Navy Blues, if they scramble well and get to the line of scrimmage, will be able to avoid those interceptions, especially against a Tigers team who doesn't tend to produce very many. And that's why I'm going to choose the Chomedey Royal Blues to win this one and get their first win